is this? Would we turn up the party? All night feels good, we can't decide it. Is this? Would we turn up the party? All night feels good, we can't decide it. Turn up the party, turn up the party. Party, party, turn up the party. Hey everybody, it is, what is it, June 18th, 2020, this is Geeks Next Door, episode number 216, the one where I ask each and every one of you, how you doing? How you doing, guys?
How you doing?
Good, good, good.
How all right.
Having a good day, thanks for asking. Adam, you look like a cyborg.
I do?
Yep.
Is it because of my blueness right here?
Yep.
Because I've been blued.
If any of us were going, like, if they said to me, hey, who of your friends resembles a Borg the most? I would have to answer you. You look just like
a
Borg.
How about now?
Now it's the mouth. The mouth is...
Okay.
There we go. Oh, yeah, it was perfect. All a plot to get rid of that.
He just wants me to shut off my... jackasses. See what I got to deal with? Seriously.
Cool looking head set though.
It's not the greatest.
Well, it looks the greatest.
It looks good, but it's not. I like my other one better. That got run over.
The same one.
I couldn't find it.
So what's probably going on, guys? What's going on with you? Tell me about your week. Anything fun happen for any of you this week?
Today was technically my Friday. I have off tomorrow, so that's always good.
Nice. So what are you going to do?
Work on my deck.
Everybody's there, so it's like it's basically not a day off for you.
See, I have like to take,
before, you used to
I have to take
to
that
like,
into the doctor, but otherwise.
Right, before you used to be like, all right, Hannah, time to go to work. I'm going to load into the vehicle, and you just drive down the block, park in the cul-de-sac one block up, and fucking CW snack cake it up, and no one would be the wiser. He just lays in the back of the vehicle, just like, and then like
put the seat down. I have an air mattress back there.
Right, halfway through the day. Oh, Hannah, I don't know, man. I'm just really have a rough day today. It's like a lot of work.
Not sure when I'm gonna get home.
Oh, right. But now that everyone's around, you can't really like do that anymore.
Why you gotta take Evan to the hospital?
No, to the doctor. He has an allergy appointment.
You've been feeding peanuts again?
He's like, you will learn to eat these, you son of a bitch. He jams them in his mouth.
Learn to eat them, and you'll like it.
Nope, every year you have to go in and get the paperwork updated for the school, otherwise they won't let him in.
Yep.
Seriously?
So, mm-hmm. Well, and then the EpiPens, only last a year, so you have to get new ones, and that's
so
money.
Since he's homeschooled right now, do you kick him out of the house if he doesn't pass?
They're going to a summer care program through the schools.
Poor kids.
Monday through Thursday. They're in a classroom of 9 kids to 1 teacher. Right. Large class space.
They'll
all be out. And that's their pod for the summer.
I'm sorry, let me rephrase. Anything interesting happening with any of you guys?
I'm just going with the question.
Man. I'm just playing, you pixelated bastard.
not super interesting. I mean, well, I would say it was interesting to play fucking XCOM, the board game / Firefly on Tuesday. That was pretty fun. It's just like teach ourselves how to play this game. It's basically we just start at one side and work our way through all the board games that we never play.
kind of.
Let's go. It's like, all right, we have this many people. Let's go.
I like that this one kind of had like a legacy component. They're like, nah, keep your shit, keep your items, and buy some shit when you make money. That's
right?
Kind of fun.
Yeah, I thought that was pretty fun. Yeah.
I think I'd like to see that expanded upon. But yeah, it was very tactical. It was cooperative tactical. Here's your dudes. Here's where everybody is. Good luck.
I enjoyed playing Jane.
I do have to say we did play incorrectly though.
What do we play?
Oh no!
So
You know, each of those challenges, like each of the symbols tells you how many dice you get.
Yep.
Yeah.
It's actually incorrect. You get one dice and you get a plus one for each of those symbols.
Oh, a plus
one. Oh, you get
one.
A plus one.
No wonder it was so easy.
Well, it was easy and it was harder because the more dice you had, the more chances you had to roll that shit
the
thing
failures.
That just makes
yeah.
everything.
If the you, auto-fail.
Yeah, auto-fail no matter what. If you roll anything, you auto-fail. So that's definitely... but it probably did make it easier, let's be honest.
Well, yeah, when I...
So you yeah, should have had, like, your gun should have been, like, one roll. Oh, and that's why for an extra time, it gives you, like, two dice. You know, it said...
Okay.
That
okay.
had the symbol yeah. of the number of dice. So then you get two dice plus four or whatever your symbols are or something. So.
Okay.
Yeah. I saw that afterwards. I was like, ooh, I see. It was fun, though. I really enjoyed it. Mainly because it's cooperative and tactical, and turn-based.
And turn-based.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
And I like how
it's cooperative. I didn't get that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and like the turns vary each round. I mean, depending
yeah.
on where you fall on the tracker,
right.
you know, you could go multiple times before someone else goes.
Yeah,
yeah so, so right. It was basically
no
like
strategy
yeah,
there.
You'd have two actions a turn, but each action would cost a certain amount of time, and then you'd move up the tracker. So if you did want to do something really complicated, your time, you would go... You might go early the first round, but the next round you might go really late because you took a long time
yeah.
to do your actions.
It's easy to, like, if you just say there's, okay, if they're from 0 to 50, and you go up the tracker, and whoever's lowest goes first. So if somebody shot, it takes 6. Or if you just moved, it costs 4, and then you're on 4, they're on 6, so 4 goes first because it's in the back. It was interesting.
Right.
Added another little component to it. It was pretty fun.
And then, but then also, there's a stacking thing. So if I went and I landed on, and I was on 5, and then someone else went and landed on 5, they're technically on top of me. So then, when they got to 5 again, when the tracker went up, you would look at it and you'd be like, 5. Oh, the guy who's on top of me goes first. Which was it was
yeah.
cool.
Yeah.
So there were some interesting like moves. Like as soon as
everybody
out...
went like 5 or like. Everyone went big numbers. Were you still gonna go?
Each moment was either like a 1, a 2, or a 3 in spaces in time, right? So if you had 2 actions, I could do a 2 and a 3. That would equal up to 5. Chris might do a 1 and a 2, and he'd be at 3. So then he would get to go again before me because he was at a 3 and I was at a 5.
Yeah,
and it just cumulative. And
yeah,
goes
it just
up.
Keeps going up to 50, and whoever's lowest goes no matter there's no little turns it's just whoever's lowest goes. So let's say I theoretically had an action that said 10 10, so I'm at 20. I might not get to go for 5 6 7 9 turns, but you know there's nothing that
right.
long. But yeah, it was okay. an interesting way of doing initiative. I kind of liked it.
Right.
And
then
if everybody went big, it wouldn't matter. Would it just go past 50, or do you like game over?
Oh, that's the end of the
that's
game.
That's how you lose. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So you can't just like waste time.
No.
Mm-mm. No.
Yeah, I like to.
Yeah.
I mean, I know we fucked up the dice, but we also were using 3 people when you're supposed to be using 5. So, I mean, we kind of offset
right.
that a little bit, too.
But, yeah. And then there are random events that happen every 10 turns. So, basically, anytime you got to the 10 on the tracker, something would randomly happen, like, oh shit, man. Like, more guards might show up, or this might show up, or, like,.
Time is short. Advance everybody.
Time is short.
Up,
right? Yeah. So like, yeah. So it's basically, oh shit,
that
we got to complete this. We got to complete this mission faster now. So now we only have 42 turns to beat a game instead of 50 turns. Yeah.
So that
was fun.
And that was it. Was like taking place on like a planet, maybe, or something like that.
Yep.
Or...
Yep.
Yeah, they're all jobs in this game. So it's like you set up the job or the scenario, and then you go do it. Kind of
right.
similar to the Pathfinder one, where there's like a situation, except for there's 8 spots.
Yep.
This is just here's your job. You got to get into here. Here's where all the guys are. Good luck, kind of thing. It was fun.
Right.
I enjoyed
yeah.
it. I would
Did
take.
You sing the song beforehand.
Oh, oh my god!
We should have had a plane in the background.
They just a loop over and over again.
it goes to show the group is weaker without me.
That has never been within doubt. Never been in doubt.
Yeah, never.
Which is why I would call you a bitch all the time.
Right, it's because you know it's like when you kind of hate yourself a little bit. It's like, yeah, you're part of us. Like, you would form the ass if we were a giant robot machine.
The ass muscles are vital.
They right. fucking
the
are.
The ass
yeah.
vitals are super vital.
Yeah.
That's what keeps you standing,
can't
right?
walk around right. with an ass. Jesus Christ, what would that even look like?
You gotta sit down, too, and it's a cushion. It's very important.
Right, exactly.
Yep. It's
true. This guy.
I mean, even though we played it wrong, I still give the game 2 thumbs up. I liked it.
Yeah, absolutely. I thought it was, like, pretty quick to set up. I like the... There's a bit of programming or like where it's like, bad guys, if bad guy sees you, if within X squares, does this action. If within this square, does this action. So it's like, the yeah. guys become a program. They yeah. go like, okay, oh, this guy's 7 squares. He moves 6 squares towards nearest guy. With 1 action, with if within 6, then we'll shoot.
Right, the DM function is just automated. It's the same as yeah. Gloomhaven. Like, you know what they're yeah. going to do. You know what the monsters are going to do. It's just, it's kind of cool. It's a 5-player co-op. Like, you're supposed to have 5. Yeah. If you don't have 5, you can do it, but it's not as hard, or it's not as easy, right. I should say. Yeah. And, yeah, I kind of like that.
Hmm. Is that the one, did you get that for Christmas? This last yeah. Christmas? Or, like...
Yeah, I got it for Christmas. Because there's 2 expansions, okay. too. So, I don't think you can play up to 9 players, but it would be cool if you could play up to 9 players and be like, have the whole crew. It'd be a big fucking crew.
Somebody probably made a mod or something.
Yeah, well, someone did. Board. Yeah, because there's a space one where you play the space part of Firefly, and then this is like the planet side one where you play the characters, and someone's like, man, it'd be cool if there was a combination, and someone's like, we've made a mod to combine them, so you play one part on space. Okay, cool, we're gonna go to a planet. We do the thing, now we go to the planet, collect the cargo, go back into space, and fly it to wherever. So I was like, that's pretty cool.
Hmm. Yes.
Sounds fun.
What else? Oh, basically Rogue Squadron, the game, is coming out. That thing looks sweet. Star Wars Squadrons. They released the trailer and
yeah.
gameplay of that.
It gave me a lot of feels for fucking
yeah,
X-Wing.
Yeah, it did, man.
Like, X-Wing, I have... And also, I remember X-Wing fondly because it was on my fucking Commodore 386 or whatever, and it was awesome, and I loved it, so...
Yeah.
But it looked fun, especially since it looks like 5-player co-op at points.
5-player co-op,
everybody
yeah.
getting a fucking starship and go nuts.
It's only $40.
Yeah.
So if the price point's about right. They're saying no DLC. They had their big announcement or their big presentation a few hours ago.
Yep.
You know, with gameplay and stuff. And yeah, it's a single player campaign, multiplayer campaign, multiplayer just against each other. You can do VR with it. Yeah, it looks like an awesome investment.
Yeah. Adam, man, so if you were going to be a ship, pilot ship, what would you fly, man? You know, I mean, a B-Wing?
I would definitely pick a B-Wing.
I would shoot you down in anything. It'd be awesome. You know how hard it is to fly, pilot a B-Wing? You're like, I'll go gyroing all over the place. And
I would most definitely. I'm going through this, or watching the video right now.
Yeah. Well, they said cross play too, right?
Yes. Yep.
No cross-platform play?
Because that is a huge thing. And it also is, if you feel like watching like hours and hours of streams, this weekend is D&D Roll20 Red Stream, or like Red Nose Stream for Charity. The stream today, it's today, tomorrow, Saturday, Sunday. The stream today was already 7 hours long.
Well, they're just playing D&D.
Well, no, it's a bunch of different companies. They're playing D&D Celebrity, playing D&D for charity. But the first part of it was, I'm probably like 40 minutes in. It's like the guys who are making Baldur's Gate 3, the guys who made Divinity and Divinity 2 and stuff like that, basically just so they could get the license to be able to make Baldur's Gate 3, which they really wanted to make years ago, but they didn't think that they were up to it. And the lead designer guy is so funny. He's all like, I'm gonna play this, and he's doing stuff, and he's like, it's like, oh, cool, you know, this percent, or this chance to hit, and he's like, oh, I'm gonna take this, and he just, like, misses. He's like, oh, man, sometimes I've played this game so many times, I just hate that. I still, even on a live stream, I, like, look sucky because I can't make a shot that I should make, like, 70% of the time. And it looked really fun. Like, just the combination of stuff. He's like, oh no, this guy's down. He's got to make death saving throws. Oh shit, I can't get close enough to save him. He just cast a fog cloud over the guy. So, like, the guy had disadvantage to hit. The little goblins hit. And it was looked really fun, man.
Yeah, I've got the live stream that they did from earlier.
Yep.
Just playing right now on the background, and it looks cool. It's got that original Divinity Original Sin look to it, which is kind of cool. And some of the same mechanics and things.
But so. Mind flayers. They got mind flayers.
Mind flayers.
It probably looks just like normal, but you haven't played D&D so long that you're like, oh my god, it looks amazing! They're doing spells and stuff! I can't believe it!
it's true. Yeah, it seems to be the whole concept is you have whatever the larva thing in from a, like, you have a shortened time because you have the larva thing from a mind flayer in your brain that is going to slowly eat its way out.
Nice.
And the other people that are in your party are also people who escape, like, a downed Nautilus ship that, you know, from, you know, so it's fucking Planescape shit, man. It's got fucking Nautilus, Adam. It's flying around. And you're like, okay, cool. We only have X amount of time before this thing burrows out my brain.
Or you can just cast remove curse on it.
Yeah, but they don't have that now. They don't know where they are. They're doing their shit. And it's cool. All your dialogue choices, you know, like, can be augmented with fucking skill checks. It's all like, oh, I want to do fucking deception on this one. I want to do this. You can see all the dice rolls. It looks cool.
When is this?
They haven't given a release date yet.
Okay,
but
so there's still early phase.
The gameplay looks to be at least at a beta level.
Yeah.
So
yeah. It looks good. Like, and they're saying, like, yeah, if anyone watched the first one we did, yeah, we scrapped this and redid a system because we didn't like the way that system really worked. And I'm like, oh, I guess you're not system complete yet, so
yeah. It
definitely might still be alpha.
Huh.
But
speaking of D&D Live, I believe tomorrow, as part of their stream, is all the Game of Thrones actors.
Right.
Hosted by Hodor is they're all going to sit down and play D&D.
So. Maybe I'll give it a try. But the ones that you guys always recommend, like, I watch and they're like actors who are trying to be funny or trying to be clever, and it's just like, man, you ain't playing D&D. You're just like, you're doing a show for me, and I don't want to fucking watch people play D&D instead of watching your show. So, but yeah, maybe they'll
You don't want them to front for you.
I just want them to fucking play D&D and role play like they're playing D&D, not like I'm gonna be say something. I'm gonna do something remarkably witty and not very tactically sound just to get a laugh, kind of thing. You know, like Ryan loves to take his paladins and run down hills and fall off bridges. Like, if you do that organically,
it's stuck on benches.
If you do that organically, it's cool. If you do it for, like, to get a laugh out of the audience, and you're like, no, yeah.
See, now if you do it, can do both, therein lies the true power.
No, you can't.
The Ryan Thomas true power, being able to do something, and you're like, why did you do that? And then he makes a cool joke, and we're all like, oh, then that's Ryan.
Dun-dun.
And then Ryan's like, I'll form the ass. Okay,
ooh,
cool.
The ass. Watch out.
In honor of whatever, 15th tomorrow, all the Watchmen episodes from HBO are free.
Oh,
you can watch all of them. That's all nice. Like, hey, man, it's got black people in it. It's cool. You should watch it.
It
fucking
is.
Fucking deal literally with the thing that people are...
Yeah,
are mad about
it. It is nothing but a treatise on our society and how we treat people. So
yes.
It's interesting that they did that. It's kind of nice. Actually, I like it. I'm not saying one side or the other. I'm saying it's how people treat each other on all sides. So.
Yep.
Including the police.
Absolutely.
Did they say it was just for the weekend?
The 19th through the 21st.
Hey, did you guys see, like, a week ago or like 5 days ago or like 2 weeks ago, they came out with an official Star Wars Galaxy map You guys see that? Like, they're like, you know what? Now there's an official map.
They've had
maps, but nothing that's canon or official before. But yes, they've had maps. People have created maps, and they've said this is probably what it looks like. But they came out with an official one a while back. It was sometime in the last week or two. I haven't really looked into it, so I thought maybe one of you might have. So.
Adam, come on, man. That should have been. No,
I've been fucking busy. I haven't had time to look at anything up.
What are you busy doing?
What have you been busy with?
I've got a class that I'm working on that I'm trying to pretty much finish in 4 weeks instead of a regular 8-week course over the summer.
Why?
That's like the way the teacher has it set up.
Sounds like a terrible idea.
I know.
Like the teacher said, like, you know what? I only want to work half as much, so fuck you guys. I'm going to give you a challenge.
Work twice as hard.
No. Probably three times as hard.
It's like you said, I'm too busy this summer, so I'm just going to condense this class and force you guys to do it.
Well, it's 16 weeks? It's supposed to be down to 8 weeks for the summer course, and she knocked that down to 4 weeks. So it makes it even tougher. But that's okay. I can do it.
Which class is it?
I can do it. What's that?
You can do it.
Which class is it?
It's called hydrodynamics. Or not hydrodynamics.
Yeah, exactly.
Industrial...
Light magic.
Even...
Yeah.
No. I can't even remember.
You got 4 weeks to finish this fucking thing. You better learn the name of it.
I know. Engineering Design Principles is the name of it.
That sounds just like Industrial Light and Magic.
Magic, yeah. So I don't know when the show is coming out, but we should really try and get on this show. It's on Netflix. It's called The Floor is Lava. It's a fucking game show.
I saw this.
Where, like, it's all, like, the floor is covered in, like, orange liquid. It's lava, yeah. But you have to get from point A to point B, and you're just fucking jumping from, like... There's a shot that may remind me of Ryan, because there's a canoe hanging from the ceiling, like, so people jump on it, like, oh, and they're falling off of it, and I'm like, ooh.
It's the hottest...
Yeah.
You think is it kind of like American Ninja Warrior? Ninja Warrior?
Oh no!
Well, yeah, it's American Ninja Warrior combined with whatever that Wipeout show.
Yeah.
Oh, June 19th. So it's literally tomorrow.
Oh, cool. Yeah, I remember I saw the trailer list and I thought, why has nobody ever done that? It sounds amazing,
right.
Especially having 2-3-year-olds who the floor is always lava.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, my kids still play that, jumping around the house.
Yeah.
It gives you an excuse for jumping on furniture.
And then after I saw this, I thought to myself, how come nobody's made, like, an indoor adult park where it's just oversized furniture, like, double our size so we can play The Floor is Lava on indoor furniture?
It does have a good look to it where, like, it gives you that feeling of imagining your house has got lava on the floor because I don't know why. It just feels right.
Yeah, it looks fun. It looks like an interesting, not serious. You know what it reminds me of Ninja Warrior when it came before it came here? What was it fucking called?
Oh,
you remember?
Fuck it.
Kugisan?
Yes. Gladiators? American Gladiators.
No,
it was
from like Mount Midori something.
Yeah.
Mount Midoriana. But I don't remember the name of the show.
But yes, shit, when they did, they redub everybody?
Yeah, they redub everybody.
That was fucking great.
And they don't, like, get stellar athletes. They get some guy who's like, I'm gonna do it! And then he just, that's obviously a dub for a Japanese. I know this is hitting a little close to home, Ryan, because your employer, but it's okay. They signed up for it, they're Japanese, and they don't mind.
Fair. Wasn't that Wipeout that did that?
Wipeout did it, but it was...
Or was there something before it? Like, I guess I might be confused.
The channel it was on was, like, What was the channel was all like, where it was like the guy channel, whatever it was called.
Yeah, it was like Spike TV or something.
Most Extreme Elimination Challenge. I literally put in Japanese game show guy channel.
Most Extreme.
Extreme Elimination Channel. MXC.
MXC.
From 2003 to 2007.
Yeah. And that was kind of the impetus for like Wipeout and a few of those weird shows.
Yeah, it definitely got the start of it. Yeah,
that was fun. I like that show. And so it was, there was real obstacles, but it wasn't super... Super, you know, oh my god.
They've got all their great names. It's Vic Romano and Kenny Blankenship.
It's true.
And it's like, Guy LaDouche.
They always had them in teams, right? Like, meat handlers versus cartoon voice actors.
Yeah. And they were like, oh god, I remember. It's like, what are you going to do? I'm going to totally beat this thing up so good. And then all of a sudden they just get hit in the face and fall down. And you'd be like,
my favorite was always the floating stones.
Oh yes. Oh, or the one where they had to run up and they would just throw their big foam rocks at them, and you'd be like, "Why did you go in that little crevice?"
just move over, you'd be fine.
But it didn't matter. It was so good.
Yeah, it was fun. I wouldn't be surprised if that's kind of what you guys do for team building exercises, Ryan. Like when you're probably going to get together once a year for a team building exercise.
Right. They're going to be like, okay, Ryan, here's what we need you. You see that right there? I'm going to need you to climb this rope. It goes up 100 feet. If you can't get up there in 1 minute, you're fired.
And there'll be like a Japanese counterpart that will be dubbing me for the Japanese speakers. And there'll be, you know, someone on our side dubbing them, you know.
Right.
Like, so it works both ways.
Yeah. And they're just Ryan's gonna have the cool voice. It's like, we'll be like, whoa, Ryan sounds great.
Oh, what was it, that show that was like that, by the way, that I just watched? It was like a competitive tag game.
Yeah, Extreme Tag.
Oh, Extreme Tag.
On Fox, yeah.
Yeah, that was
never heard
interesting.
Of it.
I don't know if did it die already? But like
I think they filmed whatever like eight. Yeah, they filmed like probably like 8 episodes. Or
they
something like that.
They do a lot of like weird game shows and stuff like this in the summer. It's like what they do. Yeah. All the game shows are coming back, so wouldn't be surprised if.
But yeah, it's basically okay, cool. There's like a bunch of obstacles, and it's like an enclosed area on one part, and it's like, oh, there's 3 of you, and there's a guy who's really good at like parkour. It's like they're like, oh, this is a parkour champion. So you're running around. You're not good at parkour. And he's just trying to tag you, basically tag a flag off you.
Okay.
And the longer you last, the more points you get.
There was,
and then it, yeah, it's pretty cool.
There was a show recently, like on NBC or something, where, like an athlete tried to chase you, kind of like American Ninja Warrior. I mean, kind of like fucking American Gladiators, but it was like you run a mile, then you do an obstacle, and they do it faster, kind of a thing. Oh, what was that show?
You're right. There was a race. Yeah.
It was like a race, and if you do all the obstacles, you get like $1 million, but generally you get caught like the second obstacle because people are bitches.
Bitches.
Oh, I remember that one. I just can't remember the name of it.
Anyway, speaking of game shows, like all of them are coming back. So The Rocks is back. One of my favorites to watch and fast forward. It's awesome.
Oh, Titan.
Yeah, Titan Games.
Yeah, because wasn't it like Twins? I think it was Twins. This last time, Twins or Brothers, or
I haven't watched it this season, so.
Oh, you should. There's a twin one that's pretty good. We watched it because I mean it's The Rock. It's like he gets all hyped up and he's super pumped and he's like, be like, come on, you can do it, you can do it, you know, and gets them all. But so the floor is lava. Oh, and Adam.
Yes.
Spirit Halloween, which I guess is a big giant costume company. Is gotten the license to make Dungeons & Dragons costumes. So far they have a Drist costume, they have a Caterbury costume, they have a Dungeon Master costume.
Ooh, hang on a second, let me interrupt as it's my turn to speak. That Drist costume could be problematic in today's socioeconomic climate.
yes, as we look at the picture, basically it is just a white wig. There's no face paint of any kind, and it's basically like leather breeches, stuff like that, and some arm guards and stuff like that. So.
All right. And only $60.
Right.
Oof. The licensing.
Well, that doesn't come with.
Yeah.
And then you can.
Well, if you're wearing blackface, I'm guessing people will have an issue with that.
And then you can buy, like, the Heartseeker bow. You can buy for $25, you can buy Icing Death or Twinkle and stuff like that. So
that's kind of neat.
They're trying. They're like, man, those guys are all right, man.
Those
they got
nerds
some money.
Got some money. Let's get them to buy stuff.
Yeah, the problem is all those cosplayers, they make their own stuff.
Yeah.
Right. And
they're looking at that and they're going, I could do that better.
Yeah, but this is for like us with have kids. We're like, you wear this Canterbury costume. Like, but I don't want. Shut up! Live my childhood for me. Like, all right, I guess.
I don't know that I.
That you'd want your
kid
to be
Dritz? That dungeon master costume is kind
of. Yeah, exactly. Like, just think, if you were that and you were like, hello, and you gave them a quest, you gave Orin a quest of like, I need you to go pick up all of your toys. If you can do this and bring them back to me.
I know you're being a little sillier now, but if you, seriously, I don't know what age this stops, but quests right now, quests work magic for them, the boys. Like, okay, we're going to have a quest.
Really?
It's going to be a 3-part quest, and at the end there'll be a treasure reward. And then they're like, oh, what do we do? Like, first we make our beds. Otherwise, the monsters will know. You know, it's fun. They eat it up right now. So.
That's good.
Speaking of which, we're home alone this weekend. So if anybody wants to hang out on Saturday, we'll be having snack party.
Snack party.
That's right. Friday night, snack party.
So she left you on Father's Day?
Yeah, I floated the idea of the horrors, but she didn't have that much money, so she's like, I'm out of here. I'm like, cool, man, whatever. See, and then she could easily turn around and be like, well, it's Father's Day. I want you to have as much time with your kids by yourself as you could.
And you'd be like, done and done. Calendar is fucking checked. Next May you roll around like once they're all strong and stuff and push her down. Which they can probably already do.
It's pretty close.
Right, but one year, all of a sudden you say, like, Mother's Day, you just go, like, here you go, boys. You just pour out sugar and lines and say, like, snort this up and then fucking leave. And then you're just like, you fucking fly out the plane, like, double middle fingers. Like,
it doesn't work the same. It doesn't work the same. You know that. But
yeah,
pointed out a good thing. If you ever want to see something hilarious, roll by the house around 6:45 or so, 6:50. And when I'm not really helping as much when we get outside, or I just don't care as much, and watch Leander and Adonis run away from Amy and she can't catch him.
Like, their legs are too long. And they're like, no, they're not.
They just run around the yard and she's like, get in the car. Because, you know, it's early morning. You see an open field of grass. You just run through it. And that's what you do until you're forced to get in the car. And I don't really mind that much. I would probably want to do the same thing.
That's funny. Quite humorous.
It's like, all right, bud, get out of the car. And he's like, I want to climb up to the front and jump out of the car front door. And I'm like, all right, man, are your shoes all fucking dirty? Because if they are, don't do that. But if they're not, okay.
I made the mistake one day. I'm like, let's go through the window. And I take him out through the window. And now every time, ooh, I want to go out the window. I'm like,
I've never tried that.
Well, I mean, like, you just pull him out the window. It's not like it's hard. It's just, it's come to a point where they're like, can we go out the window again? Like, I want to go out the window.
If you do the hatch, the back of the vehicle, but window. Yeah, like, I'll have to do that next.
Window, what is that?
Let's see. I didn't get nothing else, guys. I don't know. You need to come up with some important topics of conversation. We can start talking about police brutality again and how much Brian's sister hits people.
Oh.
Yeah, we're good on that.
Ryan, you get yelled at? You got yelled at.
I should have, I should forward you, or you should listen to the recent Joe Rogan podcast with Jocko on it, because he lays out the issues the police have as far as, like, defending the police as much as he can. So I think you would appreciate it. But then he also talks about how we shouldn't expect them to do so much. I think you'd appreciate it. Put it that way. And you'd be like, yes, that's what I'm saying. Yes. And I'd be like, you can't say that shit. You white. Sorry. We don't want to hear from you, white man.
Well, I don't know. Like, the thing is, I got a pretty balanced view. But this is a yin and yang, you know. And if everybody's yin and then I yang a little bit. And if everybody's yang and I ying a little bit. Yang
the yin? The yin?
Yin and right. Yang, yeah.
Oh, I thought you said like, ying.
I mean, I know the Ryan Thomas robot is not 100% when it comes to family. It's like, it becomes, the logic becomes a little twisted. It's cool. We understand. Because if the logic was perfect, we would understand. You would be able to be like, no, I understand you guys.
It runs like a real program. If then.
Right.
If but then.
It's like, they, it's all like, logic works fine. And then it's like, if family, then. Corruption. Defend.
That's probably a good thing.
I think it's more about like perception. It's like, I don't know. I just am trying to provide a counterbalance to the prevalent views.
How dare you?
The views are usually lacking the nuance that they need.
Yeah, everything. On both sides. It's everything. Sure.
Well, there's like, I don't know, there's a bajillion sides or no sides or whatever the sides. It's a little weird. I hate both sides because it reminds me of the Trump. There's good people on both sides. But it's like, okay, dick.
Except when you use Nazi symbols. Wait, that's good people. Don't worry about it. What did I do?
Chris, it was a Million Dollar Mile.
Ah, that's what it was. I didn't watch many, but I remember watching, like, the first is like, you have to run a mile. And I'm like, they should be running faster. I don't know what they're doing, but they're not running fast enough.
You gotta run away from somebody for $1 million?
Yeah, you run like a mile or a quarter mile, whatever ridiculously not that far distance it is. And then you gotta do an obstacle, and then you gotta run some more to a new obstacle. And you could at any time say, I'm done, and get like a portion of the money, or you could try to keep going. And it shows like they're 5 minutes behind because you get like a 5 minute head start or whatever. Anyways, I was always disappointed that the contestants seemed to suck. I was like, why do you guys suck so bad?
Did you try to get on?
I did not try.
An application video?
Yes, that's what I was.
Chris, I'm ready to run. Let's do this. This is my wife.
I'm going to take your $1 million from you.
You're going down.
I don't think that. I've never, you know what? Has anybody ever, like, put in for a TV show? I never have. But
nope.
It'd be fun.
No.
We should. Let's see if I can find a 5-man. Game show, TV show that we can friggin', we can be like, we're the geeks next door, and we're gonna take your money. Just like Ryan said, it'd be great.
Gotta be the Japanese
like,
one.
Yeah, some of those shows, like, what was it? There's like some show on Game Show Network where it's like, you come on, we're like, oh, we're all professors, we all work at the same school or whatever. We're all karaoke friends, blah, blah, blah. But then it's like, it's like that. I think we could go on there. And some of those game shows, I think they're friends, but they're not close enough friends to know how each other think. I think, like, when you play, like, what were those word games you play where it's like you try and get someone to say a word, you'd be like, Hasbro.
$64,000 pyramid.
And then you try and get someone to say the answer to that.
Smash Bro.
Right. But, like, I think that's where the more you know about each other and the more inside jokes you have and the more you would be way better at that because you would say way less clues to get to the joke answer.
It's like that fucking game. What's that game where you have to get somebody to say a word and there's a timer and you play it at home with friends?
Taboo?
Yeah, and then you're like, it's like easy when you know when you're with your friends.
Oh, yeah,
it's fucking simple.
It was like a million years ago, yeah. We played it, and it was like, for some reason, me and Chris were on a team, and it was just like, we're going to win. Because we're just it's like you just say something, and you know how the other person's brain works, so you know how to get the answer right away.
Yeah, I mean, like, third-level spell that says you go fast. Like, right?
Right, you're like,
how the fuck did you get haste? It's a fucking third-level spell that makes you go fast.
Right. It's, come on. But game shows? No, one time, my girlfriend Gloria was trying to get on a show for a really long time. She was trying to get on Jeopardy for a long time. And I managed to make a basketball shot.
Did you?
In Ghana.
Oh, you are shooting for the Lebanese.
Oh, man.
And make it a hook shot.
Oh, God. Make it a hook shot.
Yes. How'd she do when she was on there?
She did really well. She did really well.
Just not in the sports portion.
Just not in the sport portion. Just name the only athlete you know. What else did I see that was pretty funny? Oh, some auction place is auctioning off a Zoom date. A 15-minute Zoom date with Keanu Reeves. Basically.
Aww.
Yeah. What do you think the current bid is for 15 minutes hanging out with Keanu Reeves?
$100,000. I've already seen it.
$5,000.
$100,000
for 15 minutes?
Right.
I'm going to guess...
$2. You lowballing son of a bitch.
$5,000.
That's what I said. What the fuck?
Give him the
5,000.
You know, the same guess. Dave, we're on the same page. What the fuck? I'm my own man.
Dave, give him the value. Give him what they thought the value was first.
What? This is what they think the value is. Oh, $10,000 for 15. So basically, you guys randomly guessed what you thought it would be. The value they equivalent this is $10,000. So if that adjusts where you think the actual bid is.
I'm sorry.
The value is what they said we believe this is worth.
Yeah. So kind of like an auction table. We're like, these three Twins tickets and signed bad is worth $500. You're like, I'll give you $10. Like, all right, well, I guess you win. Nobody else bid against you. I don't know. I stick to my $5,000. Like, this is... I don't want to meet Keanu, and if I do, I'm not paying more than $5,000 for it.
$75,000 the current bid is.
For 15 minutes, man?
Fuck yeah. Nuts.
Wait, is this through a computer? Through Zoom?
Yep, it is not in person.
Jesus Christ. Yeah, I mean, I lower it down to five bucks. For charity, 10 bucks.
Like this. Yeah.
You don't even actually get to meet him. You just get to talk to him through a computer screen for 15 minutes?
Zoom. The Zoom call must take place the week of July 6th, 2020, and based on mutually available dates and time.
What does it matter? He can do a Zoom from anywhere if he's working. What the fuck?
The bidding history, just looking at the bidding history, you know, it started at like 3, it goes up to 5, 10, 14, 16, 17, 18, 19, and then from 19, it jumps to 32,000.
Yep.
And then from 32,000 to 75,000.
Yeah.
What's the charity?
I wonder. Oh man.
The charity is Shine for Camp, Camp Rainbow Gold. I could look up what they're about, but you know. So it looks like a camp for kids that are I don't know, dying or something.
it's got to be in Idaho.
Yeah.
You're dying, kid. Get on that fucking obstacle course and run. Climb that rope. What the fuck?
They have some weird ass shit, like an in-person tour or a 30-minute Zoom call with U.S. Air Force Major Matt Eslow, fighter pilot of the squad to the 144th Fighter Wing.
Is that up to like $5? You want to talk to some random dude?
They say the value is 330, but the current bid is only 150.
That poor guy is looking at Keanu's and like, God damn it!
How much would you guys pay for a 15-minute Zoom date with Keanu?
Like, what would I literally give?
Yeah, like if you...
$40. I have no desire. To meet him and, like, sit down and talk to him for a bit, that's a little different. Maybe,
right, exactly,
maybe
yes.
$150. I'm a fucking living man, though. I gotta pay bills.
I think I'd go with... probably do 1,000. But it'd be only because... then, like, I could say I had 15 minutes with Keanu, and then I could potentially parlay that into more than 1,000. And also, you know, it's just kind of how often you get to talk to these people. But you know, what's weird to me is that the people that are going to be bidding this huge amounts are the kind of people that you'd think they could already talk to Keanu. You know, like,
maybe
you got to be in a super elite class to drop $75,000 to talk to someone for 15 minutes.
Yeah, you can't be a middle class guy who's like, like we said, paying our bills.
Like, if you're super, like, and I kind of think if you were super rich, you probably could already make that happen. It kind of almost started to sound like,
you know,
like,
what? If I had $1,000,000, I think I could make that happen.
I think if I had $1,000,000, I could make that happen.
Two chicks at the same time.
Um,
like, It'd be cool if he was like, all right, I'm going to donate, and then said, like, all right, cool. Everyone who didn't get that, I will put you in a drawing, a random D12 roll. One of you is going to get to meet him. I don't care which one it is.
You know, for $75,000, I would make him play D&D on a Zoom call
for
with
15 minutes.
For
and you know what?
Minutes.
It's a time traveling one, and you got to play this guy who I've pre-made. His name's Ted.
Right?
And
think
I
about
play,
that.
I'm going to play Genghis Khan.
Oh, that's
funny. What do you do? I'm going to give him a Twinkie. Cool. You got it. All right. He's on the thing. All right. I'm going to be Abe Lincoln. What do I do? I just grab him. Wow. Okay. You grabbed him. They didn't have a lot of time for Abe Lincoln.
What do you think his like most obscure movies are that are our lowest acclaimed movies, I should say?
Dude, Where's My Car?
I don't think he was in that one.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
What was the one that was filmed here? It was like Cold or something like that?
Oh, was it Feeling Minnesota?
That was filmed here. Was he in that?
Yeah, I think so. Because, yeah, wasn't he...
Wait, which one is?
It's like Feeling Minnesota.
I don't think he was in that one, was he?
We're talking Keanu.
Oh, no, he was. 1996, you're right.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it has, like, his brother is, like, a gangster, and he doesn't want to do it, and it's like he sleeps with the gangster's girlfriend, I think.
Because I would watch his most obscure movies, like, right. Even Cowgirls Get the Blues, and I would ask him about those movies. Like, fuck the big ones everyone wants to know about. I want to ask you about the Paula Abdul video, Rush Rush, that you made.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
Because Paul's my girl.
I would ask him like questions like, Keanu, if you were going to play a game versus death and you wanted to make sure that you could win, what game would you play?
Or just find the most mean stuff like, why did you leave Alex Winters behind? Like, you guys came up together.
I didn't leave him behind in Alex Winter's movie Freaked. I was in the cowboy costume where I never showed my face the whole movie, but if you really listen, you can hear my voice. I'm like, all right, that's cool.
I feel like he could have thrown him a bit on speed. He could have been a passenger on speed, but no.
That would have been fucking cool. Yeah.
See, I think there's two routes I'd take with him. One, or possibly, is you could take the route where you know he's thinking, who the fuck kind of weirdo is
needs paid $75,000
to
talk
see me? So like, I might play up the weirdo thing and like just be like crazy, like, and maybe, I think that'd be fun. I think it'd be fun to lead off with like an important question. My first and most important question is like, are you familiar with, and do you think it would be fun to participate in Cheddarbait? and then like slide your hand on your, you know, like just try to creep the fuck out of him. The other way that would be funny would be like, rather than asking him questions, because like he gets asked questions all the time and he's like the fucking big shot, I would just like tell him, like start talking about myself. Hey Keanu, so guess what, I've been playing League of Legends a lot. Probably my favorite champ right now. You know, whatever.
What do you mean?
Like,
yeah.
You know, like, you play that game? You don't play that game? Oh, what about Monster Train? No, you never heard of it? What the fuck? Where you been, dude? And just, like, never ask him anything about himself.
Like, 5 minutes in, you know, we got none to talk about. Click.
Yes, that would be
who
sweet.
Who was that guy?
Like, what the fuck am I paying for? I thought you were cool. And then release that? Oh, shit, that'd be tight.
Yes, that would be tight.
That would be tight.
That would be what the kids call these days as tight.
I don't think the kids do, but
tight,
okay.
Tight.
Who knows what the kids these days do?
He is a vampire, so you'd have to ask him about his vampire. Like, what was your favorite decade as a vampire?
Oh, that would be interesting to treat him like all his roles were real. Like... So how did you find it when you broke out of the Matrix and became a vampire? Like, was that awkward? Were you still, like, you know, or whatever, you fucking, you could probably make a whole.
Right. It was like when we were looking the other day, when we were looking through, was it Netflix or Amazon Prime, where it was all like, Jean-Claude Van, whatever, Anderson or something like that. It was all like, it was Jean-Claude Van Damme. All his movie roles were actually for this other guy who was a spy. So they're all real, but he was just acting in them because he was a spy doing spy missions at the same time. It was pretty...
Yeah, that was a good idea. All right.
That's kind of fun. Cool. I wish we could watch that talk. It'd probably be awkward, like somebody going like, "Oh my gosh, I love you so much."
Yeah, you'd have
probably
to...
like a 70-year-old lady, super, you know, like
somebody with disposable income. That's for sure.
Yeah,
it would be fun though to have that, like just they raffled away and you happen to win it to make it as awkward as possible, so people have to cringe when they're watching. Like, don't ask them that.
Why would they? I guess the other thing would be like if you were like a businessman that had some idea that needed some celebrity support and you had already researched.
That's so gross, though. That would be so gross. Like, hey, kid, I got you here because I want to talk to you about my new product, the Chamois.
Yeah.
It's that guy who did the Chamois, but he's all like disheveled and stuff. He's like, it's my last fucking chance, man. It's like, you want to get out on the ground floor?
I heard you were a good guy.
Chamois 2.
I heard you were a good guy. You can help me sell Chamois 2.
No, what his goal is only just to sell one. Like, sweet, got his sale. 175,000 down, but I made $40 on that sale.
Right?
All right, who's next?
Damn it, Keanu. I saw you in the subway. You stood up for that pregnant woman. You're a good guy. Buy a fucking Chamois too.
Come on, buddy. Come on.
Oh, what are you talking about standing up for a pregnant woman?
Yeah, it was a while back. There was a video, like, somebody, he was in the subway, and somebody was recording him almost undercover, like, you know, just on their cell phone, and he just asked a woman standing next to him if she wanted his seat. That was it. But people were like, look how good a guy Keanu is. He rides the fucking subway. Why does he ride the subway? He's Keanu Reeves.
He must want to get some random sex. What? That's pretty much the only explanation.
What?
He could just buy that.
No. Right. It's not the same as, like, the organic, like...
Trust me, man. It's the same.
Like,
Ryan,
hey,
that doesn't make sense.
It does.
That doesn't make sense.
He likes the challenge, the pursuit,
famous,
right?
You go out and you, like, be seen, and you have then a 75% chance of getting laid, and it's with someone that's, like, not likely going to cost you any money.
Troll for the poon. That's all I'm hearing.
Keanu Reeves... likes the challenge of getting sex.
Pregnant chick. He was probably going for extra points with the pregnant chick. And well, everybody thinks he's a nice guy, but he actually was just trying to bang her.
She's pregnant, so I know she likes sex. I'm going to try to
get
with her.
There's no risk.
He's probably got a checklist that says
fucking Keanu Reeves,
and then he's
man.
Like, boom, and then he, you know, emails like Charlie Sheen or something that says, bam, and got the pregnant chick one done. Woo.
You know number 8 on our list? Yeah, I'm done, bitch. Like, Jesus, Chuck.
That's pretty funny.
Ryan, you're a dirty bastard.
An old dirty bastard.
I'm just a realist.
ODB.
Mm-hmm. It's true.
The last thing I have is... we know that they're doing the Snyder Cut, you know, extra money being put forward, so it'll premiere on HBO Max sometime next year. Zack Snyder has released a tweet of one of the scenes, and you get your first shot of Darkseid in it. It is a scene where Diana finds something, a picture, and it has Darkseid in it.
It's only on HBO Max, though.
Yes.
You know what I will do? Have a free trial and watch it and then be done with it?
As long as they fucking get it for going for a goddamn Roku. How hard is that, you money-grubbing bastards?
By the time it's out, maybe they figured it out.
Maybe. Oh, so she's just looking at like an old...
Like some sort of like, you know, picture of some sort from an ancient civilization. Like it might be from early Amazons, I don't know. And it shows a picture of Darkseid, and I'm like, all right, cool.
What the fuck is with this quality? Jesus Christ.
The fear in her eyes.
Whatever.
Mm-hmm.
She's not scared. She's trying,
she,
I think it'd be fun to watch that.
She's trying
especially
to make
since we've watched it like three times already, and then they watch it again, like learn more stuff.
Oh yeah, it'd be great. I can't wait. I'm looking forward to it. What do you guys want? Do you want a 6-episode series or do you want a movie?
Both. I don't know. Both?
Either.
You can't have both.
Don't matter to me.
If Keanu can have a pregnant subway lady, I can have both. It's like, so what do you mean? You just put it out as a 3.5-hour movie? Yep. And right next to it on the menu, you just broke it up into 6 pieces? Yep. Cool.
You
Dave's happy.
You clever bastard, you.
You can watch it either
way. The only
way.
Difference if you want the series is like a little blurb on the bottom that says pause now for series.
Right? Like it doesn't even cut the episode. You just go click.
Now's the time for your break. Come back tomorrow.
I'm surprised they don't do that more, like with movies. Like, this is a 2-hour movie, but here's a natural pause if you only got a half hour. And then they should do that. Because right now we have no shows. Ah, is anybody watching a show right now? Anything new? I don't want to watch an old show.
The Office. It's
fuck you.
New.
Fuck. Let me
damn
hang
it,
up
Ryan.
On you. Hang on. Let me fucking...
Oh, no. Actually, I'm watching something else, too. I'm watching the Avatar Last Airbender based
on
Adam's
Christ.
Suggestion.
With only with Leo,
I've been
though?
Watching that, too.
You're watching it with,
good.
But you're watching it with Leo, right?
Leo and June.
Yeah, Leo and June, because you watch with children, because it's fucking for children. So I understand.
But I watch it with children, and then like when they're talking and stuff, I say shut up, and I pause it and rewind it, and then watch it again. So like I'm just saying, I'm watching it.
That's fine. Mostly I need something to watch with Amy. I can watch shit ton of stuff by myself. Well, I need something to watch with Amy. She ain't gonna watch Avatar: The Last Airbender because she knows it's for children.
She might. There's kissing in it and stuff, and like the kids get all like.
And there's Zuko.
Zuko,
he's cool.
Yeah,
he reminds me of Ryan a little bit with his burned up eye.
My favorite character in that whole thing is Iroh. I think
Iroh's the best.
Because you love old men
Uncle
who are super
Iroh.
Strong.
He's pimp. The scene when he's like working out, and like his hair is anime
like
flowing.
That could be Chris. That could be Chris in the future, just old man working out.
Oh,
bringing wisdom to the younger folks.
Whatever, I'm going to break the younger folks.
You ever watch The Order? Season 2 came out today.
Yeah, I saw that's in my list. Is it any good, though? Let me.
Can't remember much of it?
Let me restate. Amy needs something that has humor in it, otherwise she will not watch it with me.
Oh, that's definitely not humor.
Yeah, she needs something humorous, or she will not watch it. So I need something that we haven't seen, that's not old, that has humor in it. Preferably a series, preferably about 45-minute episodes, so I don't gotta go over that.
Dude, why aren't you watching the teen drama about the Outer Banks? It's literally got your name in it.
Well, I suggested it. She told me she didn't want to watch that.
God, she's so negative.
She's just very particular in what she watches. It's either really, really bad.
Remember when we called particular when we were like, no, you're picky. We used to be able to, back in the day, call people who are particular picky.
Yeah.
You know,
the term evolved.
Chris is particular about his food choices.
I would say, I'm particular. Yeah. Not picky, I'm particular.
Sorry, did I make that noise out loud?
Because I'll eat pretty much anything, but if it looks and tastes
as
crappy, I won't
exactly
eat it.
What I eat. You guys are both picky.
Yeah, so it's not funny. Yeah, we're watching Hostile Planet on Disney Plus.
What's that about?
It's just nature documentary stuff, but it's like how nature is fucked up.
Yeah, she won't watch that. She definitely won't watch that. I haven't looked at Disney Plus. Is there anything on there? Or not really?
Not for series, not really. Like
no, they haven't come
a lot of good a lot of good like nature shows, but
yeah.
Yeah, I know.
So you're telling me like we've
Evan's really into Wicked Tuna. He likes watching Wicked Tuna.
You guys are
the wicked pisser.
You guys are no help right now. We've been watching fucking comedy specials for the last 2 nights because we couldn't find anything.
I'm watching Marvel Avengers Assemble on Disney Plus.
Okay. I'll get my kids together and see if they want to watch that with me. That's cool, but Amy's not going to watch it. Is it good, Adam?
It's okay.
Hey, dude, how do you have time for that? You have to take fucking 16 weeks worth of classes.
In 2 minutes. In 2 minutes. In
4 weeks.
You have 2 minutes to finish.
Get right into your brain.
I know, right?
You better get the fucking Neuralink that Elon's working on, because you got a lot of information to assemble.
I know. No, typically I watch it while I fall asleep at night.
I do like that you're watching cartoons while you fall asleep.
I have no problem with that. They would put me asleep,
too.
I like it. Yeah, they would definitely put me asleep.
I watch, I usually have streamers on, that, you know, because they're just talking. It's like, I don't care about what they're playing.
Like, you put up, streamers so you can see them flowing in their fan?
Flowing
or...
wind. Absolutely. It makes me feel nice and relaxed.
What, do you guys listen with headphones or what?
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay. Say, because usually you have a wife laying next to you, I'd assume.
Oh, she gets mad when I wake her up, so...
Man, tell her to roll over, put your goddamn face mask on and shut up. Welcome to my relationship.
How do you know she wears a face mask?
Oh, I know she wears a face mask. She seems like the kind of gal that would wear a face mask.
The kind of gal that would wear a face mask.
Amy wears one, too. So.
Oh, well.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, do your research. Find a show for me and her.
All right.
I'm looking right now. They all look bad. All shows. I'm serious. I feel like. Have you seen Mr. Iglesias?
Yes.
It looks really bad.
Julio?
There's some fun parts in it. So take my recommendation that you normally would, which would be, Dave. Move it off to the side. Episodes. Yeah. No, it's kind of funny. Yeah. But I like Gabriel. I like Fluffy. You know, I've watched his stand-up, and some of it makes its way into the show. So
who the fuck is Fluffy?
So it's Gabriel Iglesias. Fluffy.
Alright. I did finish season 4 of The Expanse, which you might be interested in, because I finished season 3 of The Expanse 2 days ago. So that means I watched 10 episodes in 48 hours, which isn't that much when you think about it, but
it's not.
You know, it was good.
Kind of a lot, though.
I highly recommend it. Well, especially since you're working from home and you can watch it while you're doing work.
Right. So. Ryan, back when they would give Netflix, when you got discs, I was able to watch, if you got the discs, you could get the whole season of, say, Buffy the Vampire Slayer. And if you did nothing else, you could watch all 22 episodes in 16 and a half hours if you did nothing else. So I could, back when you didn't have anything to do, I was like, I could watch a whole series in one day. And then you just pee in a bucket.
I can get behind that. I'm just thinking with working and the fam at home, it seems harder.
Yeah, my family's not at home, and I work on this screen and watch on this screen, so it works pretty well.
Right.
I typically have to drive my vehicle.
Well, we know. You are a hot pin of disease. That's why you won't hang out with us, because you are like that 19 diseases on you. So I understand that.
But the cool thing is they're all fighting each other.
So you're really healthy. It's really weird.
True that.
Okay, cool. Let's end this shenanigans. I got shit to do. I'm sorry. You got something, buddy?
I do.
Oh, I'm sorry. What? You go right ahead.
Did anybody start playing Minecraft Dungeon yet?
Yeah, you know, we did. Me and Ryan talked about it, I think, the other night, but we didn't talk about if anybody wants to play it or anything. It does look kind of fun. It looks like co-op, 4-player co-op.
I was just going to pull it up.
That's not the right number.
It looks pretty cool.
4-player.
Yep, it looks like a Diablo clone in Minecraft world with Minecraft graphics, which is fine. Those are fun.
Oh, Adam's playing it right now. That's why. He wasn't paying attention to us. I thought he was doing schoolwork.
Is it fun?
No. It took me most of this call to get the right driver downloaded so I could actually play it.
So but I've played it yet. So okay.
No, I haven't really played it yet. It's a third person over the shoulder view.
I wouldn't call
a lot
it
of
that.
Click.
Would you guys?
Isometric,
yeah. Because over isometric. The shoulder would be behind a shoulder. And
behind you, yeah.
Yeah.
Literally looking
isometric?
At you.
Isometric?
Yeah.
This is literally isometric.
I suppose you're right. Because it is a bunch of blocks.
Aren't you in a class for isometric geometry or something right now?
No, that was like 6 years ago.
Well, move around. Let us see you move around shit. Come on.
I don't know why it's not sharing.
It is. I can see it.
It is sharing. We're see watching it. You.
Yeah, no, move around.
I know, but it's not... Like, I am moving around.
Low health. Oh, you're just... Your connection's probably really slow, probably.
That might be
it. Oh, it's that Minneapolis free Wi-Fi.
Yeah, that happens.
The neighbor... I talked to the neighbor this morning, or this afternoon, and she's like, is your Wi-Fi okay? And our internet okay? And I'm like, yeah. She's like, I guess the fiber optic got severed.
Did her house burn down?
No.
Well, you guys are in Minneapolis, right? Is your house still
right?
I assume all houses in Minneapolis have burned down.
Pretty, yeah. Yeah. So.
Okay. All right. Well, I don't know. We can think about it, but.
It looks fun.
It does. It looks like a really dumbed down version of Battle Brothers.
It looks like a really cool version of Diablo.
Diablo's better.
Sure.
That one I understand more because I don't know how Battle Brothers works.
I also don't know how Battle Brothers
works. You haven't watched the stream?
Oh, we watched this great video on Tuesday night of two guys talking about their top 10 Battle Brothers, and it was over 2 hours and 16 minutes long.
To be fair, we fast-forwarded through the entire thing, pretty much. But it was fun, I got to see what people wanted for backgrounds, and what they thought was good background characters. Okay, now we can be done, right? We'll talk about Minecraft. I don't know if you want to play it. That's cool. I'll play it. I won't play it. Whatever the group wants to do. If it's four player, then I can sit out and play some Battle Brothers. If somebody's not online, then I can play, you know? Usually, not everybody's on every night. It's pretty rare, honestly. So, always something to do. But, yeah, let's end it there. Unless anybody's got anything else for the parting thoughts.
Always Sunny in Philadelphia. You could watch that.
It's true. And I'll say Dave... Listen to the woman. That'll be my final thought for you.
What about Brooklyn Nine-Nine?
Yeah, we've watched all those. They're good. Good show. Oh, okay. But Adam, if somebody has a suggestion of a 30 to 45 minute comedy that's pretty fresh for the last couple 2 years and is fun to watch and is good, where can they get in touch with us?
Well, as long as you don't tell Chris about MASH... check us out on Facebook at the Geeks Next Door. We got a website, geeksnextdoor.xyz. And go ahead and drop Chris an email at the Geeks Next Door, FTW, that's for the win, Chris, @gmail.com you want some sort of suggestions.
Yes, suggestions are appreciated. Good job, Adam. And I will say, fuck you, I am, other than you, the foremost MASH defender on this podcast. So stick that in your pipe and mash it or something. All right, everyone have a good night.
He does defend that for you.
It's true. All right, bye-bye.
Later. Bye.
Push other buttons.